Terry Fitzwater. He is the editor and publisher of the Michigan Racing Scene magazine. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning, Tony. A little cold, but I'm doing okay.
It's a bit chilly. Tell our listeners what the Michigan Racing Scene magazine is.
Well, it's a publication that I started in 2002. Its primary focus is basically covering short track racing in the Midwest. And we cover everything from oval and dirt tracks around, you know, even in Lansing, and from like Spartan and Springport Speedways. We cover all the way down to Southern Ohio, Eldora Speedway, Anderson, where we cover the Little 500. We're kind of like the unofficial paper in the past of the Michigan International Speedway. We cover Indianapolis, so anything from kart to NASCAR to short track racing in the Midwest, we cover it all. And I think we're one of the last bastions of newspapers out there covering auto racing now that the National Speed Sport News folded earlier this year.
Promoters of an open wheel race wanted a spectacle. They wanted the final race of this year's IndyCar series to be one that no one would forget. They staged it in Las Vegas, partnered with casinos, and came up with a great marketing gimmick. If Danny Weldon won, he'd split $5 million with a randomly selected fan. Unfortunately, in a horrible crash, Danny Weldon was killed, and I know that you had met him and talked with him, and I wanted to get your perspective on Danny Weldon.
Well, Danny Weldon was truly one of the good guys in the sport of auto racing. I know people usually wax poetic when you know, these kind of tragedies happen, but he truly was one of the good guys. He was well-liked by the promoters. The drivers all loved and respected him. He was a lot of fun. He would tease different guys. He was a clean driver. And a good family man. There's not much bad you can say about Dan Weldon. His passing's a great tragedy for the sport. And when you see these drivers who are used to, you know, tragedy and horrible crashes and guys being maimed, openly weeping at press conferences, that you don't see that from drivers. They openly showed their feelings, and that's a gesture of respect for the man and for what he was. And he was one of the giants in open wheel racing, and he is going to be missed because he was truly one of the good guys. And you know, having won Indianapolis twice, including he is the defending champion of the Indianapolis 500, that's a great loss for that racing series.
Jimmy Johnson is the defending NASCAR champion, and he thinks that track is too fast and thought that there may have been too many cars on that track. What do you think?
Well, it's an issue that's being looked at. They repaved the track, and every time a racing facility repaves their track, the tires that they put on the track, they usually get better grip. So everybody has a false sense of security that they can get. They're going faster because the cars hold better. And in the IndyCar series, there's a lot of downforce. So there's an illusion amongst the drivers that they can drive a little tighter and they're going a lot faster when they go into the curves and stuff like that. But what happens is this was a race with the most Indy cars on the track this year. Indianapolis had led the way with 33, their traditional 33. There were 34 cars that were on the track on a mile and a half, a much smaller facility than Indianapolis. So it was a recipe for disaster. I talked to Paul Tracy, and he was right in front of Dan Weldon when the crash happened. And Paul said that everybody was a little concerned. There was some concern voiced by the drivers before the race and at the drivers' meeting about close quarter racing and respect the speeds because cars were going faster. So they even talked about it before the race about how difficult it would be to drive in traffic. And then, of course, you know, when the 15-car melee ensued, even almost the drivers said they never saw a debris field like that because these cars were just destroyed when they got into that horrific accident.
Michigan International Speedway, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, why are they much more safe than Las Vegas?
Well, in Michigan especially, they haven't raced there in like 4 or 5 years, but Michigan is a wide, sweeping facility where you can go 3 or 4 wide racing, and because of the banking and the distance between the fence and the grass, you can run a lot more cars there, and you can run them wide open because the grooves are a lot wider. At Las Vegas, it's a 2 mile track at Michigan, and Indianapolis is 2.5 miles. At Las Vegas, you have a mile and a half facility where it's a little bit tighter. The track isn't as wide. So when you're putting all these cars, you know, trying to pass in the corners, trying to go three wide, these cars touch. They're not resilient like the NASCAR cars are, where they can bump and they can grind and you know, do a little damage to each other, and they're still going to hold together. You touch the wheels on an open wheel car, and it gets them very loose. They start shaking, and they're unstable, and they'll get loose and start turning. Well, at 220 miles an hour. When you get loose and start turning and you got cars coming at you at 220, there's no time to react, and that's why this crash happened.
Why isn't there open wheel racing at MIS?
In the last number of years, that you know, after the open wheel racing series split in 1994, there was two competing series, and fans just got got bored with the racing. There wasn't a lot of passing. It was the rise of NASCAR in the 90s when fans started flocking to it. The drivers are more accessible. The racing was closer, and fans liked seeing the bumping and grinding of the cars and all the passing. And there just wasn't that going on in IndyCar racing back in the late 90s, early 2000s. The crowds went down steadily over the years at MIS, and I believe it was 2007 was the last race they had there, just because they couldn't make enough money to pay for the show and the cost of opening the track. I know Roger Curtis, the president of MIS, has been doing some lobbying. He would like to see the Indy cars come back now that the series is reunited. And I think this year, if you look at the Indy 500, there's a great interest in open wheel racing and the 100th year anniversary of the facility. So there may be some more interest, and fans now know what they've missed with the Indy cars not being there. So I wouldn't be surprised down the road to see IndyCars back in Michigan. It may not be at MIS, because I know Roger Penske is working diligently to try to bring the IndyCars back to Detroit for a road course race. But I wouldn't be surprised in the next two or three years if we see IndyCars back in Michigan somewhere.
We've got two more questions for Terry Fitzwater, who is the publisher and editor of the Michigan Racing Scene magazine here in the state of Michigan. Terry, I wanted you to tell us about how's attendance, how's racing do at Spartan Speedway, at other Michigan tracks, and at MIS?
Well, this year for the short tracks in Michigan, it was a tough year. The economy is definitely having an impact on racing here in Michigan. There's fewer people working, which means people have less money to put into the sport. So the car counts have been down a little bit, not a lot, but enough so that it's hurt some of the tracks. Because the way the tracks operate, they get the fans coming through the front gate and what they call the back gate, where the cars all check in, and the people there, the support people for the race teams, that those numbers are down, so that hurts the track. Well, as the car counts start going down, some of the fan counts start going down, because people would come to watch their favorite driver. Well, if they can't afford it and they're not there, that hurts attendance. Some of the shows always are good shows. Spartan had some great shows this year with good crowds, but everybody in the state of Michigan and in the Midwest, this was not a good weather year for racing. A lot of times on a Friday or Saturday night, especially Saturday nights in May and June and even in August, if it looked like rain, the fans don't come out because they don't want to sit through rain delays and they don't know if the races are going to get in. So there were some questionable nights whether they were actually going to race, and then a lot of nights just got rained out. So I know at some tracks, like Auto City over in Clio, they got rained out 9 out of 20 times this year, which just killed any profits you made. So Joe DeWitt, the promoter over there, he's a great guy. He really stuck with it. But, you know, that hurts. And with the economy the way it is, they're trying new ways. They're looking at new racing series. Jim Leisure, the promoter at Spartan, brought in sprint cars last year. And that series is starting to take off. We're getting 2022 sprint cars there when they ran on Friday nights. And I know other tracks are looking at what Jim's doing over there to see if maybe they can bring sprint cars back, which is open-wheel racing, and fans seem to be drawn to that open-wheel thing instead of just stock cars and beater cars running around the track. So you could see that the feeder system might be starting to develop again for sprint cars and open-wheel racing locally at the short tracks. And in Ohio and Indiana, open wheel racing is just huge.
All right, and Terry, before we let you go, there's an important meeting coming up. Tell us about that, and we got to get to our next guest.
Yeah, on Thursday every fall, once a year in the fall, the Michigan Speedway promoters meet on to talk about issues in auto racing. They're meeting this Thursday at Michigan International Speedway. They meet all day. They talk about issues in auto racing. And on Thursday, we'll take the vote for the Michigan Racing Scene Driver of the Year and the Tom Carnegie Award. So it's a good chance for drivers and sponsors and track promoters to meet, discuss issues. So there'll be a lot of news that will come out of that meeting on Thursday as to where the future of short track racing is going in Michigan.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Tony.